Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We owe the Commanders a congratulations.
There we go.
To kick off 2025, not just because of their first 11-win season since 1990.
Okay.
Not just because they are playoff bound. Not just because Jaden Daniels is going to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Not just because Adam Peters might win Executive of the Year. Not just because Dan Quinn might win Coach of the Year. Not just because the Harris Ownership Group is the greatest ownership group in this organization's history, not named Dan Snyder. Post Dan Snyder.
There you go.
How about, no.
I know what you mean.
Back.
Yeah, try it again.
Dan Snyder sucked.
There you go.
These guys don't.
There it is.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
The point of the dude's story is, Danny, we found out today, the Local 53 might send as many as 11 guys to the Pro Bowl.
Not the Amateur Bowl. That's the Pro Bowl.
That's a wackadoo. Now, they're not going to because a lot of these guys are deep alternates, but we got two official Pro Bowlers. We'll start with that. Jaden Daniels, clap it up. Primary quarterback for the NFC. First Pro Bowl selection. First rookie QB for Washington since 2012 with Robert Griffin. Griffin, Cousins, Brad Johnson, Gus Frat, Mark Rippon, Jay Schrader, Joe Theismann, Billy Kilmer, Sonny Jurgensen, Norm Snead, Eddie LeBaron. That's the list since the mid-50s, and now Jaden Daniels joins it. And Terry McLaurin, boys and girls,
back to the Pro Bowl
for the second time in his career. He joins a very short list, Daniel Rouye, of wide receivers to go twice in burgundy and gold. Gary Clark, Art Monk, Charlie Brown, and Charlie Taylor.
Yeah, sorry about that company.
And now Terry McLaurin.
So real quick on the quarterback part of it. There are certain years, like, and again, this sounds like I'm just picking on a dude for no reason, but like the year Chase Young won Defensive Rookie of the Year, it was not a particularly thriving class full of a bunch of juggernauts where I go, wow, you won it in a standout class. You still won it. You deserve credit for it.
You remember who the runner-up was? Pretty sure.
Jeremy Chin?
I think it was Jeremy
Chin. Yeah, it was Jeremy Chin.
Current commander safety.
Yeah.
Slash baller, Jeremy Chin.
So there's certain years where it's like, oh my God. This is actually one of those years where quarterback, it's a huge deal. Baker Mayfield has had an unbelievable season. Like, don't look now, but Baker Mayfield is second in these National Football League leagues right here with 39 touchdowns. He's having an unbelievable season for a team that was beset by injuries, carrying people without Chris Godwin, without Mike Evans. Unbelievable year, not a Pro Bowler because Jaden Daniels is. The NFC's deep, as is the AFC. We've got a pretty good cast of quarterbacks. And Daniels is deserving. A lot of other guys are deserved too. I'm sure in Tampa they're doing a Baker got job because of the Daniels hype or whatever. Who cares? But the fact is, it's not just someone's got to go. We'll pick a guy with 16 touchdowns and four picks who's played 10 games because we need a healthy body. This is a good class, and he made it.
No, it's a good point. Sometimes there are more deserving players for spots than there are spots.
Mm-hmm.
There are also going to be years where there are fewer deserving players for spots. This is not one of those years. But for McLaurin, who is going to break the team's touchdown record if he can catch one in Los Angeles in Week 18, as far as scores by a receiver. He is very deserving as well. 74 catches for 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns already. But what's amazing, in addition to having two offensive players for the first time since Sheriff and Trent Williams went back in 2017, in addition to having a quarterback and a receiver go together for the first time since Rippon and Clark went back in 1991.
Yeah.
They've got 9 legitimate alternates and 11 total alternates. And what I'm using to classify legitimate is first, second, or third alternate. So Bobby Wagner may very well end up in the Pro Bowl. He's a first alternate. Long snapper Tyler Ott, first alternate. Special teams ace Nick Ballore, first alternate. All three of those guys could go. So it is reasonable, Danny, that they could have 5 Pro Bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
As far as second alternates go, they've got 3 of those. Tyler Biadasz at center, Frankie Louvu at linebacker, and Tressway. So you could add another 2 there, maybe 7 Pro Bowlers, 8 Pro Bowlers now. Third alternates include Austin Ekeler as a kick returner, Dante Fowler, who has 10.5 sacks as an edge rusher. What a year for him. Jeremy Reeves, their special teams ace over the years, all third alternates. And then both Jeremy Chinn and Zach Ertz are 5th alternates. I can't imagine it goes much further than that.
Right.
That's a lot of alternates, if I'm being honest. But 11 total for a team last year that did not have a single Pro Bowler, to have 2 legitimate already in Pro Bowlers, another 3 first alternates, another 3 second alternates, another 3 third alternates. Take a bow, Adam Peters.
That's what it is, right? I mean,
and all but 3 of the 11 guys, I guess 13 total with the 2 guys in, all but 3 of them, Danny, are new here via Peters' addition.
Yeah, Dan Quinn as well, right? Just in terms of getting buy-in. Some of the guys are holdovers, like McLaurin is, of course, and Jeremy Reeves and Tressway, but I think you're 100% right. Think of the Dante Fowler find. We talk about it every once in a while, like, hey, how cool is this? He is 10th in the NFL in sacks. And that's with early on this season. He was just sort of a rotational pass rusher, right? I mean, wasn't getting the reps, wasn't getting all the looks. And over time, it's like, hey, this guy's pretty good. He's probably better than anybody else you've got at getting after the quarterback and being disruptive. I mean, he's, hitting QBs illegally a couple different times, where whether you agree or don't agree, the point is he's beating his guy. He's in the space of the QB, head contact or late hit, this, that, and the other. But he's been really, really good for this team. He's up there with, Will Anderson and T.J. Watt. I mean, he's a sack behind T.J. Watt, for goodness sakes, over the course of the season. I know sacks aren't the end-all be-all, but it's a pretty good metric for who's doing what in the pass rush game. He's been outstanding for them, and he's making punter money. Pretty unbelievable, man.
This is his 9th NFL season, and he has played with 5 teams.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Jacksonville, Dallas, Atlanta, the L.A. Rams, and here. And he's only had 1 year similar to this one, ever. And it was that one monster 11.5 sack season he had with the Rams when he had 16 hits on the quarterback. This year, 10.5 sacks, 14 TFLs, 12 quarterback hits. Every single number as a pass rusher, in terms of the counting stats, he's posted 2nd best of 9 tries in his NFL career. Pretty amazing. And you're right. I think not only Dan Quinn, but Ryan Kerrigan, the entire defensive staff, like Darrell Tapp, all of those guys deserve credit, because it's not just about acquiring the player, Peters, Newmark, front office. It's about then making it work, making it fit. Joe Witt, the defensive staff, getting them to trust you. And I think you said buy-in. I think that's right.
Yeah, what can you do? Everybody always focuses in terms of scouting. I always give the Ravens a ton of credit on this. Where you go, well, that guy can't do this, or he doesn't fit that. Well, what can he do? And if you're going to pay somebody not that much money, right, then you don't really care about the limitations. If you're going to pay someone $25-30 million, they better be able to fit any scheme that year, the next year, or beyond. But if you're paying somebody off the scrap heap, with all due respect to Fowler, readily available for anybody to sign. If someone had offered him $8 million, he would have just gone there, right? But nobody really was that interested. You figure out, what can that guy do, and how can I use that? And is that worthwhile to me? Those kind of signings are happening here now, whereas it's not really commonplace over the last couple of decades here in Washington.